Unit 5. The Power of Words. Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise 1. Directions. Listen to the story. You can do that. Then decide whether the following statements are true or false. Put T for true and F for false in the space provided. You can do that. My name is Atsuko Seiki. I work as a sales clerk in a big department store in Fuji, Japan. 6 years ago, when I was 21 years old, I went to California to attend college. Life in the United States was much more difficult than I had ever imagined. It wasn't like the descriptions I had read in my textbooks. People often seemed tense. I felt very alone. One of my hardest classes was physical education. We often played volleyball. All the other students were good at it, but I wasn't. One afternoon, the teacher asked me to hit the ball to my classmates. For most people, this would be easy, but I was terrified that I would make a fool of myself. One of the boys in my team saw how nervous I was. He walked up to me and whispered, "Come on, you can do that." You can't imagine how those words of encouragement made me feel. I was so happy, I almost cried. I managed to hit the ball, and I think I thanked the young man, but I'm not sure. I have never forgotten his kind words of encouragement. He probably doesn't even remember what he said to me, or how much his kindness meant to me. Whenever things aren't going well, I think of those simple words of encouragement. Come on, you can do that. We often forget that our words can have a powerful impact on other people. Even simple words, good or bad, can have a lasting effect. Exercise 2. Directions. Listen to the story again, and 1. Members of the class contribute a sentence to retell the story. 2. Discuss with your partner what lesson you've learned from the story.
Listening 2. Exercise 1. Direction. Kate is an Australian nurse and wrote an elderly lady a letter to thank her for mailing missionary packages. That letter was valuable to the elderly lady. Here is the reply the elderly lady sent to Kate. Listen carefully to the first part of the letter and then answer the questions. Check your answer with your partner. A valuable letter reply. The first part. Dear Miss Austin, I was so happy to receive your letter. It is a valuable letter of reply to me. I never expected such a detailed response. I am 80 years old and I am blind. There is little I can do except knit, and that is why I knit so many caps, sweaters and scarves. Of course, I can't write. So my daughter-in-law is writing this letter for me. I know a little bit about the work you are doing. At the age of 19, I married a man who was going to China to be a missionary. For 40 years, with an occasional year at home in America, we worked in China. We had 2 sons, only one of whom is still alive. After 40 years, my husband's health began to fail. We moved back to the States, where he took charge of a settlement house in Brooklyn, New York. When my husband died, I came to Toronto to live with my son and daughter-in-law. 1. How old is the American lady? 2. What does she knit? 3. Who wrote the letter? 4. Why couldn't the old lady write the letter herself? 5. How old was she when she got married? 6. Where did the couple work for 40 years? 7. How many of her children are still alive now? 8. Why did the couple return to America? 9. Where did the elderly lady go after her husband died? 10. Who lives with her now? Exercise 2. Directions. Listen to the second part of the letter. Then fill in the blanks according to what you have heard. Check your answers with your partner. The second part. What I most wanted to say is this. For 60 years, I have been making up missionary packages of clothing, food, medicine, or books. I have sent them to various parts of the world. Sometimes I have received a printed slip of acknowledgement, sometimes nothing. Never before in all these years have I had a personal letter describing the village and telling me who was wearing the clothing and what they said. I never thought that in my lifetime I would receive a letter like that. May God bless you. Exercise 3. Directions. Listen to the whole story again and discuss in groups why the letter is so valuable to the old lady.